WTAW news time is 6 minutes after 7. It's 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. Your full service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A divided Bryan City Council approved negotiating to buy land for a youth-oriented sports super park on the city's west side. Rafael Pina, who voted no, wants to expand BRAC, Bryan's regional athletic complex, to compete with Veterans Park and College Station.
Attract those tournaments that have come out of town so we can bring their heads in beds, and that we can increase the tax base by building new hotels, more businesses.
Mayor Jason Byinski told Pina the prospective site has land for new development where BRAC does not, and hotel occupancy money can be applied towards the new park.
BRAC focuses more on adult softball, and this is going to focus solely on Little League, softball, peewee football, soccer.
The only location information was the land is in Al Sines' district and borders Pina's district. The Bryan School Board has started talking about how the next superintendent will be selected. During last week's meeting, David Stasny was ready to seat candidates.
I think it's important that, without, again, rushing the process, that we certainly show the community that we're ready to begin the process. And I'm interested in going ahead and taking that first step, which is to post a position.
Stasny then joined the rest of the board in not opposing President Doug Wannenberger's suggestion to consider using a search firm.
I think our next step is to gather information on what those options are.
The board and interim superintendent Tim Roeke have agreed on a supplemental contract where Roeke will be paid an additional $37,000 per year. The College Station Police Department will be putting 4 more officers on the street by ending its presence in local high schools and middle schools. Chief Scott McCollum says it's something they have told College Station school administrators for several years.
We're not walking away from anything. We're in the game with regard to providing services to the district with initiative, of course, to move in a different direction so that we can address the needs of the growing city that we're responsible for.
The College Station School Board is considering a contract with the Brazos County Sheriff's Office for school resource officers. 1 month does not start a trend, but the Texas A&M Real Estate Center noted in August a drop in the demand for multifamily housing. Chief Economist Jim Gaines says the demand for single-family homes continues to be strong, which means the selection of what is available remains limited.
I was out at the parade of homes last weekend and talking to some of the home builders. They were telling me that they're just as busy as they can be, but a lot of what they're building is custom. And even when they start a spec home, they're, in general, being able to sell it long before they actually finish construction.
The Real Estate Center says College Station Bryan is 1 out of 2 of the state's 25 metropolitan areas to have an explosive price behavior of home sales from the middle of last year to the middle of this year. Motorists south of Welburn have another couple of days to cross the railroad at Straub Road. The Brazos County Road and Bridge Office says they were told by Union Pacific they had issues making the transition to open a new crossing at Greens Prairie Trail. That has delayed opening the new crossing and closing Straub Road until tomorrow. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 7. It's 65 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
Howdy, I'm Barry Moore, and I'm asking for your vote. I'm running for College Station City Council Place 4 to keep our community safe, create an environment that encourages private sector job creation, plan for the future needs of our growing community, and to create the highest possible quality of life with the lowest possible cost to citizens. My wife Morgan, our 2 young children, and I are proud to call College Station our home, and I'd be honored to have your vote. Please vote for Barry Moore, Place 4 in College Station City Council.
Political ad paid for by the Barry Moore Campaign. Jane Key, Treasurer.
Looking to earn college credit in less than 3 weeks? Then try a mini master class at Blinn College. With a wide variety of courses offered on campus and online, the mini master doesn't have to interfere with your break, and it definitely won't break the bank. Blinn's mini master courses are a fraction of the cost, and most transfer seamlessly into your university degree plan. Take a class you need for your transcript, or simply try something new. Register today at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Touchdown. These may be the sounds we've all been waiting all year to hear. But that sound, now that's music to my ears. Bubba Dixon here, and at Tom Light Chevrolet,
football season means tailgate season. So fire up the grill and get ready to save on Chevy's best-selling pickups all season long.
Like a new 2016 Silverado Crew Cab Texas Edition with $11,700 in total savings. Or save $13,700 with Conquest. With nearly 200 trucks and SUVs to choose from and the most competitive internet pricing around. Whether you're mastering the barbecue or getting a great deal on your new Chevy, when it comes to football season at Tom Light Chevrolet,
it's good.
Business off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan to take the Tom Light Challenge and see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
46,820 MSRP, less factory rebates, and Chevy bonus tag, plus 2,000 rebate for Conquest vehicle owners. With approved credit, TT and L Extra. Expires 10/31/16. See dealer for details.
Good morning, it's 712, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications 775-2929.
The main influence on our weather continues to be high pressure, which is over the Gulf Coast and into the southeastern United States. Southerly flow will continue across the state, keeping our temperatures on the warm side. We're partly to mostly sunny and up around 85 degrees this afternoon. Overnight clear, 60 to 65. Sunshine and warm tomorrow. Highs will probably get to about 85. It'll be sunny and warm on Friday with a high of 85 to near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, as the Aggs prepare to take on New Mexico State on Saturday, Zach Taylor spoke to the coaches and players yesterday. We'll hear it in your Aggie football report. The A&M volleyball team hopes to end Missouri's 13-game win streak tonight as they go head-to-head. In the NBA, Kawhi Leonard and the San Antonio Spurs took down the Golden State Warriors. Meanwhile, LeBron James helped the Cleveland Cavaliers best the Knicks. And in Game 1 of the World Series, the Chicago Cubs were shut out by the Cleveland Indians. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Just to reiterate, because it was everybody I talked to yesterday about this ad thought it was really, really funny. So if you haven't seen it, we talked about a guy who's running for, his name is Gerald Doherty. He's running for Travis County Commissioner. And his wife does a commercial about, please vote for him to get him out of the House. And it's not bad. In a day and time when you're sick of all the politics, you're ready for this thing to be over, it was kind of funny.
Little cute.
Yeah, Gordon Deal talked about it this morning.
Oh,
yeah.
Did he? Is that right? Uh-huh. Didn't know that. Yeah. Well, again, so. I guess it's interesting that we've never heard of that before.
Yeah, and I don't know if people maybe thought it was too casual and too relaxed to be a political ad, like that kind of idea. But
right.
Like you said, with all of the stuffiness and the drama and the chaos, it kind of hits it home in a good way.
Yeah, because it's the hilarious. Sun's coming up, yeah. No matter who wins, it'll mm-hmm. be just fine. Oh, all right, so Powerball, how about that? When's the last time you won the Powerball?
Well, I'm still here. So.
Right. Yeah, let me check my calendar.
No winner on Saturday night's drawing, so the Powerball tonight worth $164 million. I know when the government gets their share, you end up with only $109 million, and, you know, that's okay. Put it right there.
That's
still not too shabby.
Just in case. Volkswagen will now be buying back or fixing their cars that were rigged in the company's emissions cheating scandal. A U.S. district judge, yesterday approved the buyback agreement, which would fix the diesel engines, which were equipped with the software enabling the vehicles to pass the emissions test. They lied.
Mm-hmm.
Lied. And then they'd go back up to the higher emissions during normal driving. Dealers reportedly begin buying back cars next month, although the price will depend on the number of miles driven. That probably makes sense. The cars affected by the decisions would be your Beetle, your Golf, your Jetta, your Passat, and your Audi 3. Cars affected, which owners would like to keep instead of selling back. You can do that. They can get a software upgrade and get it all fixed. if you want to do that.
It kind of seems unfair that, you know, I mean, I get that the amount of miles driven on it will affect the price, but at the same time, it's kind of like you sold me the defective product, though. You know
point.
What I mean? Like,
that's the point. I agree. That's exactly right. That has something to do with it. Sure, that's right. I've driven this long, but you promised me something different.
Yeah, I want my whole money back.
So yesterday we were talking about, a few days ago, talking about the avocado shortage. Then Chipotle wanted to let us know yesterday that they're going to have plenty of avocado and that they're not going to raise the price. They wanted to do that before they announced, well, that the sales for their franchises fell over 20% during just finished third quarter. Fourth straight quarter of falling sales. It's been four quarters. It's been a year since their sales have been falling. Mm. That's an E. coli outbreak, of course, we remember.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Really up in the Northeast, a lot of that stuff. Anyway, they closed all their restaurants, gave their staff food safety training, gave out lots of free burritos, trying to win back customers. Company says the sales at its more than 2,100 restaurants dropped dramatically, and its profit plummeted 95% last quarter. Okay, got that. And also, the largest company in the world over the past decade has been Apple. They've done pretty well, but Apple posted their first revenue decline in 15 years yesterday.
Wow.
And they're saying it would have been worse had it not been for the iPhone 7.
Well, yeah.
I mean, they've gotten kind of behind the curve a little bit in some things, and there have been people who have been saying ever since Steve Jobs died that Apple will never be the same.
Yep.
Because he kind of was the heart and soul and certainly the driving force, and he did know how to make products that people wanted. Well, we're to the point now where, I don't know, 63% of their revenue is the iPhone. Mm-hmm. So you think about all the different products that Apple's rolled out before. Well, now 63% is in one particular product.
Right.
So we'll see how
it,
that works.
It also might have been worse had Samsung not literally bombed.
Good
yeah.
point.
Mm-hmm.
Good point.
I mean, I wonder how many people just said, ugh, I'm just not even going to bother with Samsung.
Well, and, you know, of course,
or Androids in general. Let's just go to Apple.
That was beautifully put, by the way, too.
Well, and that's the thing. Samsung makes a lot of different products. So we don't know what their numbers are going to look like.
Right.
Obviously, they're going to take a big hit in that sector. But, you know, they have washing machines. Oh, wait, that didn't work well, did it?
No,
all right. But anyway, there's a lot of Samsung things out there, and there are a lot of people like me who have an older Samsung phone that I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But you're right. I mean, had that thing taken off, then Apple's numbers might have been
even lower.
Yeah, even lower than what they have right now. So we'll see how that works. Now, we were talking earlier this morning about there's no full moon, but strange things happening really all over the world. We had three different stories that were really weird, and we're really not even done with it yet. Plastic bottle of foul-smelling contents was found in a men's bathroom at a Michigan high school, prompted evacuation. Spoiled milk. Just saying, maybe a little over the top on the reaction.
Yeah, no reason to cry or evacuate spoiled milk.
Well, again, shouldn't cry over, as she said, spilt milk. I guess it didn't spill, it just stunk the place up.
Yeah. It would have been terrible if it had spilled. Ugh.
Next half hour, most Googled ailments. Most Googled ailments.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
That'll
That's
be
what
fun.
You want to know. Get this. This is just flat out weird. Always a surprise as to what you're going to get when you put a few quarters in a toy vending machine. What's going to come out?
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the things you would not expect would be blood pressure medication. New Hampshire woman says that a toy vending machine at a pizza restaurant dispensed a container of pills to her daughter.
Oh, yikes.
Uh-huh.
That could be bad.
Mom said she opened up the toy container, realized it was medication, a capsule, three pills, one of which had been broken in half. So, I mean, actually been messed with, too.
Wow.
Pizza restaurant says an outside company is responsible for a former outside company that they were doing business with.
We are not getting toys from them anymore.
Don't think so. Anyway, they were responsible for filling the machine. The owners say they're unsure how the pills ended up there. Mm. Yeah, makes sense that they wouldn't know that, but just saying. Just when you thought it was safe to go out, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, some people blush a lot. And we know that people like people who blush. It's an authentic apology. And people think better of us when we turn a little red when something goes wrong. But many people who blush wish they didn't. So, how can you stop blushing? Well, frankly, you can't.
Yeah.
It's really, really hard. In fact, thinking about it might even make it worse. One study found that people who were told they were blushing, even if they weren't,
got even more red.
Blushed more.
Yeah.
Believing that one blush can act as a self-fulfilling prophecy, the study said. Now, since you can't make yourself stop blushing, try the next best thing. Pretend as if it doesn't bother you, because really it shouldn't. It really shouldn't. Even though research shows that people think others look down on them when they blush, the exact opposite is true, that realizing that you're blushing makes you even more likable, depending on the circumstances,
right,
might just be the best way to control it.
So the question then I have is, if you can't make yourself not blush, can you make yourself blush so people will like you more?
Oh, well, not yet, I don't think. But
we haven't found that study.
Haven't figured out how to do that.
That's okay, but as soon as they do, they'll probably be a way that you can do that.
And we'll let you know.
Yeah, you can hear it on this show.
Or you can just send a message through your RFID that you have under your skin.
Of course, yeah.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company. More than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team. And we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. We are Aggies, helping Aggies. This is Malik, and we make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. W.E. Gibson is a trusted choice agency. That means that W.E. Gibson subscribes to the Trusted Choice Pledge of Performance. That pledge states that we will work with you to identify the insurance products that are right for you and use our access to over 35 companies to deliver those products. It also states that we will thoroughly explain the coverages and options available to you. We will return your phone calls and emails promptly. We will commit our staff to continuing education so that they may be more knowledgeable in serving you. And most importantly, it states that we will treat you with respect and courtesy and that we will conduct our business under the highest ethical standards. W.E. Gibson has been doing business in this manner for over 130 years. We don't feel that you can get this kind of commitment and service by getting quotes on the internet or from an agent that represents just one company. So call W.E. Gibson Insurance at 694-1555 or come by our office on the corner of Longmire and Deacon. We will make sure your time is well spent.
Join me, Blanche Brick, in voting for Linda Harvell for College Station City Council. Sam Rayburn once commented on John Kennedy's Harvard-educated advisors, saying, "I'd feel a lot better if some of them had run for sheriff just once." Linda Harvell has not only run for council, she has chaired the Historic Preservation Committee and served on other important committees to become familiar with how the city operates. Linda Harvell has the knowledge, experience, and common sense that will help her represent you.
Paid for by the Linda Harvell Campaign. Ben White, Treasurer.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. A little bit of fog out there again today. Not nearly what we were looking at yesterday, but nonetheless, just be concerned about that. Okay, it's not today, but it's November 2nd that you get a free taco from Taco Bell. Did you hear about that?
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Free tacos in your future.
The Doritos Locos,
yes,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. You can thank Francisco Lindor and Taco Bell's Steal a Base, Steal a Taco promotion. Promotion reads, if a player steals a base during the World Series, everyone in America gets a free taco, Doritos Locos taco.
Wow.
What does that mean? Is that it's one of their what kind
the
of a
shell
Dorito
is made out of like a Dorito?
All right, mm-hmm. Okay. In the bottom of the in the first game, let's see. I guess the bottom inning of the first inning of the first game, Tuesday night, Lindor hit had a leadoff single, and then he got to second, and so was result.
Nice.
Now it's November the 2nd. It's not today. Free taco on November
next
the 2nd.
Wednesday, mm-hmm. Right, a week from today.
I feel like those Doritos Locos tacos probably don't cost that much to make because they're always giving them away.
You think?
This isn't the first time they've given these things away.
I understand. Well, maybe they've got just a ton of those Doritos Locos shells. Yeah, and they've got a shelf life, so to speak, and best till what? Best if consumed by 2019. Is that basically right? Anyway, so it's on November 2nd if you want to go do that. All right, 7:25. Let's have a look at the weather. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com. 85 or so for a high temperature really every day, it looks like, until about Wednesday of next week anyway, and maybe beyond. Low temperature will be around 63 or so, and there's no mention of rain in the forecast. Right now, we've got winds out of the southeast. Again, watch for some fog out there, and it's 64.
At Professional Concrete Construction, if your home or office needs concrete, they do it. Specializing in residential, commercial, and decorative applications. James and Mike Croston at Professional Concrete Construction are experts in the Brazos Valley with over 25 years of experience. For home and metal buildings, foundations, patios, sidewalks, and driveways, call Professional Concrete Construction at 979-777-9201 and get a free estimate and list of local references. Click ProfessionalConcreteBCS.com for more info.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
On Monday, something extraordinary happened in a Pennsylvania courtroom. State Attorney General Kathleen Kane was sentenced to serve between 10 and 23 months in prison. Now, Ms. Kane was convicted of, among other felonies, illegally disclosing details of a grand jury investigation and then lying about it under oath. Her actions were an attempt to get back at a political rival. Now, Kathleen Kane's not only a Democrat, she was one of Pennsylvania's brightest stars, an up-and-comer. As Attorney General, she was on track to rise to governor, and then, who knows, maybe national office, but now that's all up in smoke. Ms. Kane's defense team pleaded for a lenient sentence with no jail time, but the judge, Wendy Demichek Alloy, didn't bite. She said the case was about a politician's out-of-control ego bent on retaliation. Kane tried to evoke sympathy, saying her teenage children would suffer if she were imprisoned, but the for the children argument didn't fly either. Sadly, there was no one in her life willing or able to meet with the judge beforehand on a private plane at an out-of-the-way airport. And investigators didn't dismiss her deeds as just a careless mistake with no intent that they could find. So Kathleen Kane, powerful Democrat woman, got a new pair of bracelets. She was handcuffed and led out a side courthouse door. You got to wonder if she was thinking what life could have been like if her last name was Clinton.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Somehow, the promise of a student loan and a college education has become a problem and not a solution to a better future. But there's a company now that's changed that. It's called SoFi. If you have a great credit history and a good job in paying your bills, but you're burdened with an expensive student loan, wait no more. Most people with student loan debt don't know that you can refinance federal and private student loans, but you can. SoFi is one of the few lenders that can consolidate both kinds of loans. In less than 2 minutes, you can see your new lower rate options, and it won't affect your credit score. Go to trysofi.com. That's trysofi.com. Trysofi.com. In 5 years' time, SoFi has funded over $12 billion in loans and is the number one student loan refinancing provider. Try it. SoFi.com.
Terms, conditions, and state restrictions apply. California Finance Lender Law License Number 605-4612, NMLS Number 1121636.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 64 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan City Council wants to pursue a super park on the city's west side. Mayor Jason Byinski was part of the 4-1 vote to negotiate the purchase of hundreds of acres for youth and children's sports and the possible development of new businesses.
It's geared solely towards the students and the children of Bryan. And with the Rellis campus just announcing here in the last few months to have something on the west side will definitely be a catalyst.
Rafael Pina voted no because he wanted an expansion of BRAC, Bryan's Regional Athletic Complex.
I think that's being underutilized, that we can invest more tax dollars in so that we can bring BRAC up to the level of standard that Veteran Park is.
Byinski also noted the property is in Al Sines' district and borders Pina's district. Sines and Mike Sutherland were not present for the vote. For several years, the College Station Police Department has notified the College Station School District there would be an end to providing four school resource officers. Chief Scott McCollum says the decision was made to start the transition because the four officers that have been in the middle and high schools need to be on the streets.
Anytime we have an SRO opening, be it a new school that opens or a vacancy, we have to pull from the already trained officers to accomplish that task. And so the big challenge for us is the ability to keep those officers on the street patrolling the rest of the city.
McCollum says CSPD will respond to future calls on CSISD campuses. Last week's Bryan School Board meeting included comments from three members about how to proceed with selecting a new superintendent. David Stasny, who said they don't need to be in a hurry but don't need to delay, was ready to post the opening.
An ongoing situation where we're hiring staff and we want to retain staff. Certainly, an outsider looking in might wonder, well, I don't know, you know, long-term who the leader's going to be.
Trey Moore wanted a decision on the process, and Doug Wannenberger wanted a job description.
I think it's appropriate to talk about how we want to move forward, but I don't think we're ready to post a position yet.
At the end of the discussion, there was no disagreement to consider search firms at their next meeting. The board and interim superintendent, Tim Roeke, also agreed to a supplemental contract where Roeke will be paid an additional $37,000 per year. Local law enforcement received 21 reports of vehicle burglaries on Monday. 14 were in College Station, where windows were busted to gain entry. Most locations were off the freeway between Rock Prairie Road and Southwest Parkway. Other vehicles were parked on University, Crinic Tap, and Arrington. The remaining seven were in Bryan. Two were reported on Gatto Lane and Broken Arrow Circle off Villa Maria, west of 2818. Three more occurred a mile and a half away on the other side of 2818 on Silver Spur Circle and Forest Bend. Four of the seven vehicles hit in Bryan were not locked. Yesterday was supposed to be the day Union Pacific Railroad was closing the Straub Road crossing and opened a new crossing at Greens Prairie Trail. Late in the day, the Brazos County Road and Bridge Office let us know none of that will take place until tomorrow. The railroad told the county there were issues on their end that delayed the transition. Several times this year, we have reported the continued demand for single-family housing in the Twin Cities not keeping up with the supply. The chief economist at the Texas A&M Real Estate Center, Jim Gaines, says in August there was a drop in the construction of multifamily housing.
Because that market might be reaching some type of balance, so it fell off a little bit. I think the single-family construction is actually still positive.
Barring an economic recession, the demand for single-family homes is expected to continue for at least another couple of years.
Now, on a month-to-month or even a quarter-to-quarter, it'll go up and down a little bit, but the general trend is still very, very positive.
The Real Estate Center described the College Station Bryan area as having explosive price behavior of home sales, one of only two out of 25 metro areas of the state reaching the highest level of activity. And a wide variety of Texas businesses yesterday spoke out against a proposed bill in the legislature that would restrict the ability of transgender individuals to use the bathroom that matches their sexual identity.
Many of them are hospitality businesses like hotels and restaurants. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says his bill would be the Women's Privacy Act. But Jody Bailey Newman, who owns several bars, says that's a bad name.
I'm a mother, I'm a wife, I'm a small business owner. I don't need my privacy protected. I need my small business to flourish.
They're afraid that major events like the NCAA Final Four set for San Antonio in April of 2018 will be canceled, and tourists will stop coming if what she calls discriminatory laws are passed. past. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 64 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
I'm Councilman James Benham.
I'm Councilwoman Julie Merrifield Schultz.
I'm Mayor Nancy Berry, and
we are voting for Jeremy Osborne.
We know what it takes to be on the council, and we trust Jeremy to keep our economy strong, improve transportation, and ensure that College Station's future is bright. We need business owners like Jeremy who have lived here for years, created jobs, met a payroll, and managed large budgets. Vote Jeremy Osborne for College Station Council, Place 3.
Political ad paid for by the Jeremy Osborne Campaign. Larry Hodges, Treasurer.
If your business is spending too much on ink and toner, talk to Cartridge World. We help businesses save up to 30% on ink and toner. That's 30% less than the superstore prices. Cartridge World with 600 stores. We're home and office printing pros. We're locally owned. We get small business. And you'll save 30% on high-performance ink and toner cartridges every day. Find a store near you at CartridgeWorld.com. That's CartridgeWorld.com.
Hi, John Allen here for Allen Honda, home of the complimentary 6-year, 80,000-mile maintenance. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we're proud to support the fight against breast cancer. Our Driven to Give sales event to help fund local breast cancer research was a huge success. We're keeping the momentum going and bringing you great deals all month long. Right now, get the 2016 Civic Sedan for $179 per month, or the 2016 Accord Sedan for $189 per month, and the 2016 CRV for $199 per month. Trust in the blue at Allen Honda, your one-stop shopping place.
It may seem early, but the holidays are approaching. This year, give the gift your family is sure to love. Let 2Video transfer and preserve your precious family films, videos, and photos in beautiful digital quality. We work with 8 and 16 millimeter film in almost all video formats. 2Video is located in South College Station and online at 2video.ws, or call 690-6956 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let 2Video help preserve them.
Good morning, 7:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Sunshine will be with us throughout the day today, courtesy of high pressure well off to our east. It's going to result in some warm temperatures. We're around 85 later today. We're going to be clear tonight, 60 to 65. More sunshine and warm weather in the forecast for tomorrow. Temperatures near 85. Tomorrow night, we're clear, 60 to 65. Sunshine and quite warm during the day on Friday. Highs are going to be anywhere from 85 to 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from Zach Taylor. He's got a look at your Aggie football report. In A&M softball, the team opened their season with a win and a tie last night. Speaking of season openers in the NBA, the San Antonio Spurs and the Cleveland Cavaliers earned their first wins of the season. And in the World Series, the Indians kept the Chicago Cubs from scoring a run as they decidedly took Game 1. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go, 7:39 out into the district to talk to Congressman Bill Flores. Joins us this morning. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Howdy, Scott. Great to be with you again this week. And sorry we missed last week, but I was out of the country.
You were out of the country. Is there anything that you can tell us about where you were and what was going on?
Sure. I was in Lithuania and the Ukraine. Lithuania is a Baltic area country that used to be part of the former Soviet Union. And as we all know, Putin is trying to put the Soviet Union back together again, and so we were talking to the leadership in Lithuania to find ways to work more closely together to deal with the, with that propaganda and aggression that he's put forth in the area, and also to look at some of the great things they've done to become energy independent from Russia. We can talk about more of that later in this call. Then I was in the Ukraine. There, Putin has been much more aggressive As we know, he's gone into Crimea and seized Crimea. And then his forces have occupied the eastern part of Ukraine. And he has tried to use energy as a weapon there. The Ukrainians have done a good job of becoming independent of Russian energy. And so we're talking to their leadership about ways we can work together better to continue to push back against Putin and his Russian aggression.
Well, and we've understood what happens when energy situations change here, and we're waiting for the oil industry to be able to make a comeback, and we've had to make some changes in the oil industry so they can be profitable at these kind of numbers. It's a whole different world for them, literally, over there, because they do have to be beholden to Russia. But tell me what you saw as far as maybe some unconventional uses that are making their energy more efficient or make the dollars go farther.
Well, one of the things that was really fascinating is in Lithuania in particular, they had Russia as a sole source of natural gas. And so finally in 2012, they made the decision that enough's enough. And so they came up with a unique way to import liquefied natural gas, or LNG. And so they went out and contracted with a company to build a special purpose floating LNG regasification facility and storage vessel. And then they built this docking system. And so they get about 15 shipments of LNG each year from around the world. And that supplies virtually 100% of their natural gas, and they actually export some. And so we got to go tour that facility. It was really a smart way to do it. I was really impressed. And they did it in 3 years. I mean, you know, in the United States, it'd take 10 years to do an LNG project like that, and they turned it around really incredibly. In Ukraine, they did something different. In Ukraine, they used to get all their gas from Russia through a pipeline that runs east-west across the country. When Russia started to exercise their muscle to cut off gas supplies, the Ukrainians went out and bought gas from their western neighbors, Poland and other European countries, and then turned around the flow in the gas pipeline to run it back to the east to satisfy a big chunk of their natural gas needs. We still need to do more in Ukraine to help them become independent of Russia, but it was really remarkable to see how resourceful you get when people are trying to cut your heat off in the wintertime.
Well, and so is there a takeaway? Did you see something that can be used in the United States, even though we're not under that dire situation?
Yes, I did. One of the things that points out is how important pipeline infrastructure is. What we're seeing in some states in the country, up in the Northeast in particular, is that some states like New York State are saying, we don't want any pipelines, and therefore it means they don't want any natural gas flowing their way. And so there's going to be a hard winter sometime when schools are going to be cold and businesses are going to be shut down. And so it shows that we need to stay, we in the federal government need to stay focused on ways to get pipeline infrastructure done, because that was the thing that saved Ukraine, was to be able to turn around and use that existing pipeline that they have. If they hadn't had it, they'd have been in real trouble. The other thing that we need to look at, and we've done this in the House, is to try to accelerate the approval of LNG export permits so that we can help provide additional LNG from our producers over to Europe, and that'll free up more molecules to flow up north to the Baltic states. Latvia is another Baltic state that has some challenges. Latvia and Poland have some challenges when it comes to natural gas supply, so we need to try to make that gas available for them by having other gas going to Europe.
Congressman Bill Floor is joining us from inside the district. Now, kind of like to just get your generic observation. It would appear that early voting numbers have been strong in some areas. What do you think that seems to say? I didn't see any numbers on Brazos County, but I know in Houston they had bigger numbers, and I know they did in Austin and San Antonio as well. And then also we've seen pictures of what was going on in Florida. There's a lot of early voting. So what do you see that as an indicator?
Well, let me say this. I think overall, across the country, what it shows is that people are frustrated. They want to make a change. Now, I think the type of change they're looking for probably varies from state to state. I mean, I think in Texas, most of us are leaning toward the directions of the Republicans and Donald Trump at the top of the ticket. In Florida, it's really hard for me to know what's happening. But I will tell you this, in McLennan County, which is the only district, the only county in this district that has really reported its early voting numbers. On the first day of early voting on Monday, they had a number of voters that was equal to half the total of the early voting turnout in 2012 in the last presidential race. So, and based on the voters that we've seen there, it looks like they are tending to vote anti-Hillary. And it's hard to tell now. In Austin, it's hard to, I don't know. I haven't been able to get any sort of metrics in terms of what sorts of folks are turning out and from what parts of Travis County they're coming from.
Finally, before we talk again, we're about to get to November 1st, which is the Affordable Care Act marketplace opening again. The numbers did not seem to look very good, certainly double-digit increases. Give us your thoughts on that as November 1st approaches.
Well, I tell you, that Congress back in 2009, 2010, that was led by Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi and with Barack Obama in the White House, put together probably the most perfectly crafted piece of flawed legislation in the history of mankind. I mean, if you think about what Obamacare was supposed to do, it was supposed to improve access and lower cost, and it did exactly the opposite. It's increased cost by huge numbers every year since it rolled out. It has reduced access to people. The president touts that 20 million people are covered. Most of those are covered under Medicaid, and I'm not aware of too many people that really like Medicaid's coverage, and I know that the health care providers don't like it. So it's just another example of how you can't trust big government to do certain basic functions. You know, we all have to remember, roll our minds back 3 years ago and think about when the Obamacare website tried to come up, and it took longer to win. To build that thing that did win World War II, and it cost about $2 billion to do it, which was like three times over budget. So just go, the American people just need to remember that big government is not good at things like this, and they need to remember that when they go in the polling places over the course of the next few weeks.
From a factual standpoint, I mean, looking only at states on the federal exchange, the average increase is 25%. Congressman Bill Flores.
I think it's going to be worse than Texas, actually.
Well,
so we should get our Texas numbers pretty quick.
Holding our breath, but probably not going to be good news. Congressman Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear our entire interview archived on the website at WTAW.com. We appreciate the call this morning.
Scott, it's great to visit with you. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country, our military, and our first responders.
Thank you.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. Now, Jen, they say your home is your castle, right? And that's pretty appropriate right now.
Where are you going with this?
Given that it's RenFest time, right?
Okay. All right. I'm tracking. I'm with
you. So your home is your castle.
Yeah.
If you were trying to sell a castle, what are some of the things you would frame when you're trying to sell this thing?
In the description?
Yeah. Like, for instance, some of the features.
We've had fun with this before.
Yeah.
So a moat could be either a water feature or an in-ground pool.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Okay, what about like the dungeon?
Rec room? Game room?
I like that.
Wine cellar, depending upon preference?
Sure. And what about like gargoyles?
Plenty of room for pets, maybe.
Pet friendly,
yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
That works.
Yeah.
Awesome. That could work for a dragon, too.
We've joked about this before. Turrets, security system.
Awesome. Yeah. If you want to sell your castle or you need to buy one, get in touch with Jen Zweiker and the team at Zweiker & Associates, ZARealestate.com.
Howdy, College Station. I'm Carl Mooney, a candidate to be your next mayor. Throughout my life, I have deliberately taken many career paths as a police officer, teacher, realtor, professor, salesperson, and Aggie academic and athletic administrator. I've developed the knowledge and skills, the background and resiliency needed to be your mayor. Since 1998, I've served College Station as a member and chair of the Planning and Zoning Commission, being on City Council, and serving two terms as Mayor Pro Tem. Please vote for Carl Mooney to be your mayor.
Message paid by the Mooney for Mayor campaign. Danny Stribling, Treasurer.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Do you see your spouse through rose-colored glasses? Well, believe it or not, it might help. Perception can change a marriage for better or for worse. Counselors identify a common marital problem as a self-fulfilling belief, which means the state of a marriage is often determined not so much by what's really true, but as a result of preconceived ideas. And let me give you an example. Years ago, an experiment was conducted with three teachers, each assigned 90 students who were said to be especially bright. The teachers were thrilled to be selected to work with such gifted students. And by the end of the year, the students had achieved far beyond their peers across the city. And only then was it revealed that the students didn't have high IQs. They had been randomly selected. And the teachers themselves weren't exceptional either. Their names had simply been drawn from a hat. So what led to such significant results? Well, it was simply their perceptions. We tend to be on the lookout for evidence to support our ideas. If you're convinced your spouse is untrustworthy, for example, everything around you will seem to support that conviction. Our perceptions can shape a marriage into something negative. But this principle can be used for the positive as well. To improve your marriage, develop a better mindset about your spouse and your relationship. Learn to look for the good. It'll open your eyes to the qualities you otherwise might miss. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Attention investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you could see, touch, and hold it in person in the form of physical gold and silver coins? I know I would. And you can't do that with stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually see them. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call now, 855-858-5807. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% five-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. You can trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-858-5807 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-858-5807. That's 855-858-5807.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:53. Well, the Aggs take on New Mexico State this weekend, and with your Aggie football report, here's Zach Taylor.
Ninth-ranked Fighting Texas Aggie football had its weekly meeting with the media yesterday. The Maroon and White sit at 6-1 on the year, following last Saturday's 33-14 loss to top-ranked Alabama. I asked quarterback Trevor Knight if there's been any talk in the locker room about the Aggies still vying for a national championship.
Not really. That's kind of the buzz that we hear in the back of our heads, but we're worried about this week, and we've got a lot of football left to play and a lot of quality opponents left in front of us, and we're not looking forward to that. We've got to win 1 week at a time, and if in the end we come out 11-1, then, you know, we don't even control that at that point. That's a committee and things like that, and so we're worried about 1 week at a time, and right now that's New Mexico State.
Now, for the record, Knight was on a one-loss team that made it to the college football playoff last season with the Oklahoma Sooners. His sentiments were more or less echoed by head coach Kevin Sumlin.
Well, I'll be honest with you, we talked about that yesterday. We're not talking about that. All right, we got to worry about this week. So, okay. You know, we don't have any control over what happens after that. And, our guys understand that. I think, right after that game, everybody still wants to talk about, where we are in the national picture and what can happen here and what can happen there. You know, guess what? 6 weeks ago, that wasn't a conversation. Now all of a sudden it is. So we don't forget that. We got beat New Mexico State this week.
And it will be the battle of the Aggies this Saturday when Texas A&M hosts New Mexico State at 6:30. Broadcast begins at 5:30 on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. And that has been your Aggie Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. Elsewhere in college football, Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlesley bristled at the suggestion that without Oklahoma and Texas, the league is akin to the Mountain West. Iowa State Athletic Director Jamie Pollard made that assertion during a radio interview last week, shortly after the Big 12 decided against expansion. Pollard also said the only difference between Iowa State and schools that wanted into the 10-member league is that the Cyclones are already in. Bowlesley strongly disagreed. In A&M volleyball, the Aggies aim to play the spoiler tonight at Reed Arena when they play host to the Missouri Tigers, who are riding a 13-match win streak and are atop the SEC standings with a 9-0 mark in league play. The Maroon and White are currently 12-7 overall and 6-2 in SEC play. First serve tonight is at 8 p.m. In A&M softball, the team opened the fall season with a victory in Game 1, 3-2, and a 0-0 tie in Game 2 against the National Professional Fast Pitch League's USSSA Pride Tuesday evening at the Aggie Softball Complex. The Aggies return to action on Thursday with a doubleheader against Blinn Junior College at the Aggie Softball Complex at 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. Admission is free. In the NBA,
here's a steal by Leonard at midcourt. Kawhi's going to take it all the way in. Right-hand slam dunk over Kevin Durant for Kawhi Leonard.
The season got underway in Oakland as Kawhi Leonard poured in a career-high 35 points, and the San Antonio Spurs opened their NBA season by clobbering the defending Western Conference champions 129-100 at Golden State. Kevin Durant contributed 27 points and 10 boards in his Warriors debut. Meanwhile, in Cleveland, the Cavaliers hoisted their first NBA championship banner before LeBron James posted a triple-double in a 117-88 romp over the New York Knicks. Kyrie Irving scored 19 of his 29 points during a 20-4 spurt that put the Cavs ahead by 21 in the second half. And staying in Cleveland for Major League Baseball,
swung on and blasted, deep left field, away, back, gone! Wow, what a game for Perez! Two home runs.
Corey Kluber worked six-plus innings, and battery mate Roberto Perez belted a pair of homers as the Cleveland Indians pounded the Chicago Cubs 6-0 in Game 1 of the World Series. Perez smacked a solo homer to make it 3-0 in the fourth inning and capped the scoring with a three-run blast in the eighth. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you, sir. It is indeed time to find out what's going on at Team Ford of Navasota. All the 2015 models must go. Ford is offering 0% financing on most models. First-time buyers, they've got several cars lined up for you, including a 2016 Ford Mustang. Only 12,000 miles, you can get it for $19,988. And to find out more, all you have to do is go to myteamford.com. Just a short drive down to Navasota. Meet up with the gang, and they will hook you up. And that is the deal of the day. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I'm Councilman James Benham.
I'm Councilwoman Julie Merrifield Schultz.
I'm Mayor Nancy Berry, and
we are voting for Jeremy Osborne.
We know what it takes to be on the council, and we trust Jeremy to keep our economy strong, improve transportation, and ensure that College Station's future is bright. We need business owners like Jeremy who have lived here for years, created jobs, met a payroll, and managed large budgets. Vote Jeremy Osborne for College Station Council, Place 3.
Political ad paid for by the Jeremy Osborne Campaign. Larry Hodges, Treasurer.
Barker's Heating and Cooling has put our customer satisfaction first and been a part of our community since 1974. Thank you for voting us Best of the Brazos for over 10 years and making us an Aggie tradition in AC and heating services. We pledge to always deliver quality service and products as a premier Lennox dealer. Call us today to take advantage of our fall rebate with special financing on new systems. 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Lennox dealer in Bryan College Station. License number TACALA 28101.
Hello, welcome to Specs, a spirit world unlike any other you'll find in this lifetime. Enough elixirs for mobs of goblins, like monster mash bourbons, vine-tingling wines, succulent Bloody Marys, more crafty brews than you can say boo to, and a great collection of pumpkin-flavored potions, all at Specs drop-dead prices. Care to take a stab at how many bewitching beers to die for wines and spirits haunt our isles? Thousands! And tasty snacks to sink your teeth into. All in all, Specs is the supernatural source of savings. Halloween creeps up quickly. Make sure your head, and the rest of you, is in the right place. Specs, wines, spirits, and finer foods. Cheers to savings!
My name is...